Hello.
Mr. Harlow, sir.
Yeah.
You are.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Hi, Bryce. How are you?
Well, I appreciate very much you taking my call. I don't like to bother you.
Yeah, of course. Oh, not at all. I called you.
I just want to cheer what you did last night.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, God, it was great.
Yeah, we sort of stuck it to him a little.
Well, I think that this is one of your great, great things. I really mean it.
These are both good men, you know. Powell's a little old, but as I said to Kilpo, or one of the fellows afterwards, one of the press guys, I said, look, 10 years of Powell is worth 30 for most others.
Well, in any case, you have finessed this beautifully and done good for the court, and you looked good, and you made a bunch of asses out of a whole bunch of asses.
In other words, they now know, huh?
You sure must. I called you about the thing we discussed the other day.
Yeah, that's what
I'm not trying to pry into that or bother you with it, but I...
No, go ahead. We haven't decided the thing.
Well, I suspected probably you hadn't, and I wanted to give you some input.
That's right. Go right ahead.
Have you been advised yet about Henry's status?
Not at all.
You see, we run into the Constitution.
Oh, that's right.
He can't take a post.
He can't take it.
No member of the Senate elected in 68.
Of course he can't.
Can't
I
take
know.
A post.
That's right.
Until their term expires.
That's right. So let's forget that.
So there's no member of the Senate.
Because he was elected then, yeah.
That's right.
That's
so
right.
The House guys are all absolved now, but no member of the Senate like that can be. So he's out. And I'm embarrassed that I bothered you with that. And I just wanted to give you the way it looks, because this leaves you, I think, three valid candidates. Two in the department and our friend out in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me, as you measure that out carefully, and for your private information, I had a long 2-hour chat about all of this with Hardin today at lunch, on his initiative, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
He was just talking about it and how it looks to him. One is the undersecretary, and the other is Palmby, and the other is Betts. Of those, I think that you are driven almost irresistibly to Palmby, as a man who has been running the department in effect in many ways anyhow, and the man whom you came close to appointing in 68. You remember, you're under very heavy pressure to appoint him then, by almost the entire Republican side of the Congress, if you recall that. I say that in lieu of Campbell, whom I like very much. But the trouble is, he's anathema to the Farm Bureau. You know, he's in the Farm Bureau, but it's the Georgia Farm Bureau.
Yeah.
And it always is at war with the National Farm Bureau. It just won't float for that reason, I don't think, although it'd be popular, of course, in the South. The Farm Bureau would go right up the smokestack. Palmby is a highly competent man in the field. He's a farmer also. On Earl Butts, Butts, two things. One is the Benson thing we discussed, and the other is that he is an academicist instead of a farmer. So it put him third. I think that's where you are, and I just wanted to...
You think Palmby then, huh?
I would say so. And I wanted to ask you...
He's sure not very impressive fellow, is he?
Not in that sense.
We can't get a better salesman.
Well, he's respected, though. He's respected as a very highly competent technician in this field. And I think, therefore, it'll be well received. Now, I wanted to ask your leave to do something about this. Give you a little more steerage.
Sure. Yes, I want you to do it, and why don't you go right after the thing?
Well, this was the thought I had. I wanted leave to have a frank little private chat with Henry now. But he's not eligible, you see.
Yeah, of course.
And ask him how he feels about the Palmby, Campbell, Butts thing. To see what this practical farmer politician thinks. Would be just to get his input for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Which he'll get in dead confidence.
And also, I guess it's just out of the question to try to go to anybody outside.
Department.
Yeah.
Well, it's Butts that, of course.
Well, Butts. Well, I know, but you think that's out because he's Farm Bureau.
I think.
I mean Benson.
Well, he's Benson, and he's an academician.
Yeah. Another professor. Palmby is too a professor, isn't he?
No, sir.
No.
No. He was head of the feed grain operations in Washington when he came into the department.
There isn't anybody, damn There's no young guy or anything, you know, nothing that who's a farmer or I just think it's some cattleman. They aren't.
They're not the right kind.
How about a milk producer?
In the area you hunt.
How about a milk producer?
We don't. I went over all of this in meticulous care with the secretary at noontime. Exploring the academicians, the heads of the agriculture.
Don't give me an academician. The hell with them.
The state agriculture leaders, you know, the governments. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
Governors.
Yeah.
I'm ignoring, of course, Louis, for the purpose of my discussion.
Yeah, I think you're right, too.
I really don't think he's right.
It won't wash. Well, Pombe may be the best. Although Pombe will just look like a continuation of what we're doing, so that doesn't help us much, does it?
Well,
if people don't like what we're doing, Bryce, putting Pombe in doesn't change it.
Well, that's true, but if the way this thing area is going to go is what you've got out there in the summer of next year.
Yeah.
Not the way it is right now.
Yeah, fine.
Isn't it?
Right. Well, that's right, and how it's going. Well, I'll tell you, you look it over and give me your best judgment by Tuesday. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I'll give you the input out of Henry.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, sir.